Okay, everybody, welcome to the Teaching and Learning Innovation Podcast. I'm Dr. Gary Ackerman, and today I'm here with
Youngin Kim, GCC librarian.
And I invited Youngin to talk a little bit today about GCC's Student Research Symposium.
Yeah, so I wanted to actually start off by pointing out that we no longer call it the GCC Student Research Symposium. It's actually more broadly called the GCC Student Symposium. And that was an intentional decision that the library staff made a couple of years ago in an attempt to try to make the event as inclusive as possible. While, of course, we certainly welcome traditional research projects, that is actually the bread and butter of what we do at the symposium. We also wanted to open up opportunities for students who are engaging in professional development opportunities, such as internships and clinical on-site placements, as well as our students who are doing excellent creative work to have an opportunity to share that work. So in the creative realm, we might think of things like the studio arts, creative writing, drama, and music. We really want to have a diverse array of student talent represented at the symposium. And so that is why we have that shift towards the GCC Student Symposium being the name.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago, students performed a scene from The Elephant Man.
Yes, that was actually the first time we were able to have drama or students, you know, from the theater department represented. And it was fabulous. Tom Geha was kind enough to work with us to be able to provide a preview of that spring show. So he had his students come in and they performed for, I don't know, maybe about 10 minutes. And then they did a Q&A right after. And the Q&A, I think, was especially interesting for the folks that were in attendance at the symposium because they had an opportunity to ask students questions about process and the research and character study and behind-the-scenes planning that goes into directing and learning lines and all of the stagecraft that goes into preparing a theater production. It was really great.
So it's a chance for students to show off productions or performances that they're proud of, be it science or history or the arts. They're all welcome here.
Absolutely. And, you know, this year we're actually making a push to try to get more interns involved. The college has a very robust internship program where students have the opportunity to have placements in either on campus or off campus, usually in contexts that relate to their fields of study. So they're excellent experiences for students to learn more about the career paths that they're interested in potentially pursuing. And those experiences are so valuable that we would love for those students to come back and share with the community what they've learned, either what they set out to do. Did the internship experience meet those expectations? What valuable lessons did they learn? How is that going to impact their plan of study, their career paths moving forward, et cetera? So we're really hoping to have those students actually participate this year. And I should actually make a plug for David Brown, who's our internship coordinator. He's the person that's working behind the scenes to make sure that the interns at GCC get paid, because that's a very important thing. We want students to have equitable work experiences, and that includes being paid for their labor. So he has been working with me to try to recruit these internship students. So we hope to have a few of them on our program.
So students or faculty who want to participate, what should they do? How should they get involved?
Yeah, so historically, we've had several dedicated faculty who have worked with us to steer projects to the symposium. So these are faculty who are sort of thinking from the start when they put together their syllabi and their course calendars about having their students engage in research projects. So we will often see biology students that are doing research, organic chemistry students, history students, and students from a couple of other disciplines where their faculty have already crafted research experiences for them that lend themselves to then bring those projects to be shared during the symposium. So that's actually where the bulk of our students come. But we also are open to any students who have had research experiences or, as I said, internship experiences, clinical on-site placements, or students who have created artworks in a studio art class on campus. We want those students to participate. participate as well. So they can, students can come to us independently. Any student who chooses to participate does have to fill out an application form. And I know that sounds a little bit intimidating. By application, they're simply stating, I want to participate. I am interested in sharing my work. And we welcome all students. So no students will actually be turned away. We're excited to give them this opportunity to share their work. So the deadline for this spring's symposium happens to be May 2nd. So we're encouraging all of our students to take a look at our GCC Symposium webpage ahead of that due date just to get an idea of what that application entails so that they're ready to have it submitted and then their projects are ready to roll for the symposium itself.
So if a student or faculty wants to be involved, they really don't have to start from scratch. They have folks in the library who will help them. I know here in the Teaching and Learning Innovation Center, we do work with a lot of history students to put together their podcasts. So no one really has to go at this alone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of support available on campus in terms of just helping faculty think through the type of research projects that might be appropriate for the symposium. We have a lot of faculty that are doing really cool, innovative things with their research projects. They're really dismantling traditional pedagogical approaches to research and expanding the possibility of what students can do for final research projects. So we certainly have traditional research posters, which have a value and are the go-to appropriate thing in particular fields of study. There are other academic disciplines where faculty are encouraging students to do more digital technology innovative projects, so things like podcasts. So Alyssa Arnell in our history department is a great example of a faculty member who is doing some of this more innovative work that's integrating technology. And I know in that particular instance, her students are working very closely with the folks in the Media Center here to put together audio podcasts. But I know that they've also provided assistance with video editing and different things of that nature so that students, in some instances, rather than writing an 8 to 9 page research paper, a traditional research paper, they are engaging in research and their end product instead is an audio podcast where they are orally telling the story of what they researched. And those audio podcasts that we've shared at the symposium, we did it for the first time last spring, and they were a hit. It was an incredibly rewarding experience. The students, I should say that actually for me as the organizer of the symposium, it was a really great experience because it really challenged me to think outside of the box also in terms of, here's this very non-traditional research medium. How do we disseminate that? How do we share that with the community? And so what I ultimately decided to do was to build a very simple web page where all of these projects could live on a web page that could be shared with the community ahead of the event. So folks had a couple of days to engage with those projects. We also set up these really nice audio podcast listening stations with the help of John Morris in AV. They were these really nice setups where there was a monitor attached to a computer and folks could sit down during the symposium, listen to a podcast that they varied in length anywhere from 3 to 10 minutes. They could listen to the podcast, then they could turn right around and talk to the students that created the podcast and ask questions. It was really exciting that we were able to offer that, and it was received very well.
That's great. That's really interesting to hear, the fact that students get up there and talk about their work. Mm-hmm. I know when I was an undergraduate student at UVM and studying to be a biology teacher 40 years ago, we did research, and especially in our botany courses, we would do research projects and then we would talk about them with our classmates. But for students to have a chance to go out and stand and have other folks, other peers, other faculty, employees, people from the college to come in and the whole community to come in and hear about their work, I think is a really important part of what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. The symposium, we see this as an incredibly valuable experience to student learning. Not only do they have that platform that allows them to share the great work that they've been doing for the entirety of the semester, but they're building skills as they do that. So whether that is putting together a formal research poster or a digital project that will be shared and disseminated ahead of the symposium and at the symposium itself, they're really thinking about the end product of their research and having something that they can present to an audience. And during the symposium itself, they have an opportunity to interact with all the attendees. And I think that's where the real magic happens, because you see a student who may be really nervous and shy at the start of the symposium, unsure of what's going to happen. And then you sort of see them like fall into a rhythm and ease with interacting with the folks that are attending. Our symposium attendees are generally people from the GCC community, so students, so their peers, staff, faculty, administrators, and the folks that attend tend to be people that are very engaged. They are there to support the students and to give them a positive experience overall. The 2024 Spring Symposium is taking place on Thursday, May 9th from 3 to 5 p.m. It is an event that is open to the GCC community and the public. I think one of the really valuable experiences for students is that they are able to invite their families and friends as well. They might not have an opportunity always to be able to share the work that they're doing in college. So it's a really nice platform because they can invite their family and friends to come and see the work that they've put into these projects and see the support that they receive from the campus.
That sounds fantastic. I look forward to it, and I'm sure the students are. And thanks for coming in and talking about it.
Absolutely, Gary. We hope that this podcast will inspire some faculty to really think about the type of research that they can ask their students to engage in, and that they encourage their students to participate in the symposium.